All right, so last Monday we heard the first half of Brother Lambeth's message, and what a tremendous message that it was, titled, Things I Wished I'd Learned Sooner. Kind of a unique title, Things I Wished I'd Learned Sooner, recorded back on January 18th, 2006 at Brother James Townley's church in Jennings, Louisiana. And I was just talking to Mama here just a moment ago, thinking about the first half we heard from last Monday. I want to make just a quick comment about this, and that is that if you remember Brother Lambeth's message that we put on the devotion here a few months ago, the first half of the message, he kind of just builds up some things, very general, practical things that he talked about, and he did it the same thing last Monday. He talked about life as a missionary in Brazil, his wife, his children who are adults now, one of them are married, I believe. And he talked about just the simple things in life. That, for example, he said something about, people rely on washing machines and automation and technology. And thank God that if their washing machine broke, they're able to wash their hands by clothes. I mean, they're able to wash their clothes by hand. And you know, you hear about that. You hear about a grandmother, great-grandmother who did that back in the country years and years ago. But here are people living today that if they lost touch with modern technology, hey, they'll get by. We can get by. And Mom and I were just talking about that, how simplistic that sounds, that practical thought. But it's the reality, everybody, whether you're a missionary or you're living for God here in Ontario, and we have the same goal, evangelism. We've got to save souls. No matter what comes at us, if we become handicapped or limited emotionally, physically, whatever it might be, we still know how to get, not just get by, but to supersede, succeed. In Espanol, tener éxito, those of you who speak Spanish, that means we're going to have success at the end of the road, regardless. Boy, I better just shut up now. I'm going to get quiet, and we want to hear Brother Lambeth, but just keep that in mind. The second half, I'm sure he's going to start getting down to the meat of the matter, and I'm sure it's going to be good. This is an anointed man of God. He mentioned it last week. He's kind of different, unorthodox, out of the box. He doesn't really work off of notes. He just goes as the Spirit leads him, and that's what we began to feel last week. And my mama is already amening me in my face. She's shaking her finger in my face, telling me, amen, amen, Brother Vic. All right, everybody, so let's go ahead and begin to hear part two of Brother Lambeth, Things I Wish I'd Learned Sooner. Let's go ahead and begin to listen to this. Praise God.
Have you ever lost anything? And you just you know it's not the end of the world, and so you go and look for it. You know, can't find it. Well, you know, okay, I'll just have to go and buy another one. Have you ever lost your wallet? Lost your car keys? Ooh, I love my shot. Oh, I got quiet here. Come on, just let me be myself here tonight. Hallelujah. Just let me do it my way here. Hallelujah. And so we don't bother God on this end, because you know it's just his fault. Yeah. You know, and so I remember one time just as I spoke about that, I remember one time I lost my wallet, and where did it go? You know, where did it go? In Brazil, you can't live without a wallet, because not because of the money situation, because you got to carry ID card, you got to carry this, you got to carry that, and so it's so hard to get into the ID card and all that. And so the last time I remembered, I was up in the attic, you know, working on some wires, and so I climbed back up in the attic and crawled all over that stupid attic. Everywhere. I just looking for the stupid wallet, you know, because it was stupid me that had lost the stupid wallet. You know, and so climbed down, couldn't find it. And I said, Jesus, I said, I need the wallet. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me. I said, climb back up in that attic. I was all right, I just up there, you know. Didn't you see me? You know. I said, get back up there. And I put the ladder back at the attic opening. And believe me, when I stuck my head up into the, whatever the little hole name is or whatever, you know, stuck it up there, the wallet was right there. You know, it's a little, little small things. So we allow God to operate here. We don't bother him over there. And we usually don't believe in him over here. Hallelujah. But God, he operates in whatever bandwidth you allow him.
Amen.
And you'll need it. There'll be times in your life that you better learn the lesson tonight. God is bigger than what you think he is. He's wider. He's deeper. Holy Ghost, have mercy. Hallelujah. You see, we got to. I'm working slow. That's the reason why I told you that clocks are big bad trouble with me. You see, we've got to break out of this. If we're going to find the answers to the problems we're facing nowadays, Holy Ghost. If we're going to even be able to have the courage to come into God's presence with some problems that we're facing, Hallelujah. You better learn this lesson before it's too late. Hallelujah. God, he's bigger. I said, God, he's bigger. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Holy Ghost, move on me today. Holy Ghost, have mercy. Hallelujah. We're facing problems and we're facing situations that our little old human mind and our little old human's abilities, hallelujah, can't even scratch the surface of the problems that we're facing. Hallelujah. We've got to start learning the lesson of coming into God's presence and saying, God, my humanness, hallelujah, says it works here, but I've got to start believing in you that on this side of the spectrum and on that side of the spectrum, hallelujah, you've got woo. Holy Ghost, have mercy. Hallelujah. God is bigger than what you can imagine that he is. Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. You see, hallelujah. Holy Ghost, have mercy. You see, if you box God in, God cannot work outside of your body. I mean, he can, but you won't let him. See, you know, God can do anything. But because you've boxed God in, to what? God can't work outside of your limitations that you have imposed on him.
All right.
Hear what I'm saying?
Yes, Lord.
Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
I don't know why I've got a long ways to go on this message. Hallelujah. But I feel it in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You've been limiting God too much. You've got this little idea that you've got God's size figured out. Bless your dear little soul. Hallelujah. You haven't the faintest idea, nor do I, of what God can do. Hallelujah. I said what God can do. You don't have the faintest idea. Hallelujah. And the reason why you haven't had an answer to what you're needing is because you don't believe that God can do what you're praying for him to do. And so while you're praying, God's filling out your soul. And you're saying one thing, but you don't believe what you're saying. So you don't believe it. You have the blah, blah, blah. But you don't have it down in here. So how can God do anything in your life? Because you're clipping God out of what He could really do. Holy Ghost, I call it. Some way or the other, we're going to have to break out of this box that we've put God in. Because you've tried your way. It didn't work, did it? It didn't work, did it? You know why it didn't work? Because you put God on the green. He works over here. He works over there. He loves. One time I was getting in the car to go to church. Two little boys were coming up the street, down in Brazil, of course, and they were carrying a little box. I already knew what was in the box, but just to rib them or whatever. What's in the box, boys? Oh, this is Jesus. I said, really? I said, oh, yeah. Well, let me see Jesus. So they set the box down on the floor on the sidewalk and opened up. It had a little louver deals, a little, you know, open up. There's a little statue of Jesus in there behind a glass pane or whatever. And the Catholics on our street, they share Jesus between them. And so Jesus is at so-and-so's home for 1 week and goes to the other home for the other week. You know, don't forget the offering. It had a little slot in the back for the offering, but you know, so you took Jesus around, but that was the size of their Jesus. What's the size of your Jesus? Who's gonna answer your problems? Since you just think Jesus is just size 9.5 medium. Show forth the strength of your God if you don't do it through faith. Now I want to move on. I just sort of flow with the tide here. So you just have to take it as it comes. Hallelujah, Lord! I feel the Holy Ghost here. Hallelujah. And so we tend to put God into where we want Him to be, and we limit Him here, we limit Him there. But you know what? God is bigger than what you can ever imagine of what God is. And I'm gonna try to move along here and try to show you how all this works and how it all comes together. I'm trying to show you one of the reasons, not the only, of course, but one of the reasons why you come to church, one of the reasons why you ought to come and give it all you've got, if I can pull it all together here, hallelujah, and try to show you how all this works. You see, but you've got You've got to destroy this box idea and understand this lesson that God is bigger than what you imagine. Now, I want to try to show you this in the Bible, if I can pull it all together here, if I can get it all together here. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to show it to you in the Bible. But if you don't have this concept of what I've just told you, you know, you won't be able to understand the rest of what I'm going to try to, what I'm going to try to tell you. But you've got to understand this, because otherwise there's no way that you can there's no way that you can put it into words. You see these problems that we're facing, these trials that you're going through and all that. If you don't have this concept, there's no way that you can get God from here to over there, because you've put God right here. You understand what I'm trying to say? So I'm going to try to help you to move the size of God to expand in such a way. You hearing what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So you've got God right here. Okay, let me just do it Brazilian way here. You gotta talk plain. Okay? You got God right here. But your problem is right here. So we've got to, you know, does that mean that God is yeah, God's everywhere. But the problem is you put God here.
All right. All right.
And life, or whatever you want to put it down, has put your problem here. So you've got to get God, who's really already there, but not in your mind. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, you've got to get God from here to over here. And if you can ever get God from here and stretch him out, not that God becomes bigger, but because your faith in God becomes bigger. Amen. Your faith in God becomes bigger as you begin expanding. In the verse that I read, there's two key words in that. There's two key words in that. One key word in the verses that I read to you is boast. Boy, that went over like a lead balloon. Hallelujah. Amen. I said boast. Say it.
Boast.
Yeah, you've got to learn how to boast about God. You hear what I'm saying? You've got to learn how to boast about God. You've got, Lord, have mercy. God, have mercy. You've got to have it in your brains. Hallelujah. Woo! You got to learn how to boast about God. Sort of that idea, you know, well, my dad can beat your dad up with one hand tied behind his back. Have you ever done that? You ain't done it, have you? You better start doing it in church. This is one of those lessons you should have learned a long time ago. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. You've got to learn how to boast about God. People go out there and they start testifying about the Lord. You don't believe that God can do it, do you? Because if you believe that God could do it, you wouldn't keep your mouth shut about it. That went over pretty bad too, didn't it? I said, if you really believe that God could do it, you wouldn't keep your mouth shut. You would say, God can do it with one hand tied behind his back. Hallelujah. You see, that's what I'm telling you. Hallelujah. There's churches all across America that are living below their privilege, their blessings, because they refuse, hallelujah, to believe that God is bigger than their box. Holy Ghost, give me the authority of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Shara Koroko Shitia. You have got to get that boasting ability about God. My dad could beat your dad up. People get this idea. That's a war between God and Satan. Big bunch of baloney. I'll have to be careful with my English. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, have mercy. You can splice the tape afterwards. Do all you want to with it. Hallelujah. But there's still this baloney spirit of people that believe it's a war between God and Satan. Let me tell you what, that's hogwash. You know why it is? Because Satan was never God. He's an angel. And he's a fallen one on top of that. It's never been an issue of the war between the gods. There's just one God. And he has all the power in heaven and in earth. It's never been an issue. That's the reason why you can say, my daddy can beat the snot out of him. Because my daddy's God. And I'm his child. Woo! Come on, church. You got to learn how to boast in the Holy Ghost. Only way. God, he's already over there where your problem's at. Because you refuse to acknowledge his power. Because you're afraid of. You stay in your little small world. This big old problem right over there. You refuse to acknowledge his ability. Oh, Holy Ghost. Pardon me, I just... There's something that's passing inside of me. I'm telling you, God can do it. Oh, Jesus. such a strong burden here. I don't. Just say it. Say, God, you could. You're bigger than anything I. Oh, lessons I wish I'd have learned a lot sooner. I never learned them. And I should have. You better start learning them now. Because you're going to face more and more problems that are outside of your little box that God's in. If you don't learn that God is bigger, you'll never reach them. Because you won't let him. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Like I said, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do. I'm just following that, trying to. Holy Ghost, Lord, have mercy. Can't get away from it. I'm just telling you, there's somebody here. Somebody, whatever you want to put it down. Hallelujah. The answer to your problems in God. And if you would just say, God, I know you can do it. You just boast a little bit about God. Give him a little bit of praise. Well, God. And as you start praising God, as you start magnifying those two key words, boasting and magnifying. Woo! It's not that God gets bigger. It's that your faith moves into an area. Holy Ghost, holy, 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 Holy Ghost. It's not impossible, child of God. I said it's not impossible. Hallelujah. Without God, all things are possible. Hey! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ye uko shata la rakaya. He la rako shoroko rikaya la rako shitiya. Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Ye ya ya la rako shata la rakaya. Come on, just raise your hands. Say, God, you're bigger. Come on, say it. God, you're bigger than what I thought. Say it. You're bigger. Come on, say it. Some of you aren't saying it because you don't believe it. Say it. Say it. You're bigger. You're bigger. You're bigger. Say it. Say it. Come on. There's a Holy Ghost moving in this place. Lord, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Wow. Well, once again, what a message and what an anointing that we heard and felt during Brother Lambeth's message. And this is one thing I was reminded of as we were listening to this a few months ago. We had him on this devotion call. And during the message, I learned something tonight there are many gaps during the message, meaning there's many periods of time where there's 5 seconds, 7, 8, maybe 10 seconds where you don't hear anything. But boy, you can feel the Holy Ghost, the unction and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It is as if the Lord is helping him to preach. As he gives the message, the Lord then begins to move in the Spirit and just supports and really, really drills the point home that he's given in a word in English, but yet the Holy Ghost continues to work right behind Brother Lambeth as he's preaching. So once again, what a tremendous message. I just want to make a quick comment. Did anyone catch the point he kept bringing up here in the last 10 or 12 minutes about God is bigger? God is bigger. Do you recall Brother Mantooth's message yesterday? That was one of the main points that Brother Mantooth brought up. You've got to realize that God is big. He's big. You know, it sounds like such a simplistic, simple concept, like a little kid talking, my dad is bigger than your dad, my dad can beat up your dad. But that's what Brother Mantooth said yesterday. You got to realize that God is big. He's big. He's a lot bigger than what you think. And that's exactly the point that Brother Lambeth was making over and over tonight. It is as if God just wants us to get that simple concept deep into our spirit, deep into our mind. Boy, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost just saying it. He wants us to understand it. I'm bigger than your problem. I'm bigger than your situation. I'm bigger than anything that's ever going to come up against you. Praise God. And the other great thing that he brought up was about learning how to boast about God. And even as he says, some of you are afraid to do that. You feel like I'm going to feel proud about that. Well, I think we can be proud about our God, and we can boast about our God. And we are learning that as a church anew here in the last several months, and that is through testifying, through evangelism, through talking to someone about Jesus. Learn to boast about God. Boy, I'm going to end on this note. I'm just going to say this, nothing about me, but I just experienced this all over today. We were out with some of the guys from church today. We were at some stores, and as we were doing that, I just felt the need. Before we walked away, I had to turn and say, hey, what's your name? My name is Carmen or Steve or whatever it was. And my name is this, and then my name is Victor, and we come from the church. And it's beginning to become normal, everyone, to just boast about God, boast about your church, boast about what God has done for you. It, the more you do it, the easier, the more natural it's going to become. And that's what was happening today. And I just want to encourage everybody, what Brother Lambeth said, let's learn how to boast about God all over again. Praise God. What a message we heard tonight. I feel excited. I feel motivated, inspired. And let's continue to just push forward, everyone. We're excited about everything the Lord is doing in our church. We look forward to seeing everyone on Wednesday night. And now for the rest of this evening, I'm going to put Mama to work. She's going to help me clean my car at the car wash right now. So we're going to have a little bit of fun. And, Sister Jessica sent a message. I boasted about God today to a lady at the park today. Thank you, Sister Jessica. She boasted about God today to a lady at the park today. And you know what? We need to boast about this, everybody. We need to talk about this. Let's encourage each other. We might think, Brother Vic, actually I did see someone today at the store. But, I mean, it's no big thing. I just kind of said something about Truth Church. Or I just mentioned something about Jesus. Hey, let's make a big deal about it, everybody. Let's boast about God. When we're excited about something, I got this great deal. I went to a thrift shop and I found this great deal, or I found food that I like to eat, and it was so delicious. Hey, let's talk about that way. King David did. He said, he is sweeter than honey, yea, sweeter than the honeycomb. I just bought my mama some honeycomb today at the side of the road, and I was excited. My mama loves honeycomb, and she's going to love it. And sure enough, when she saw it, Mama, were you excited about that, Mama?
I am still.
Mama was excited about that honeycomb that I got her today. But everybody, we talk about the natural things. Hey, let's learn to boast about God. And whatever it may be, it might be a small thing to us. But everybody, boy, I'm going to just go on here for a minute, because I've ran into this several times in the last few weeks. People, everybody, that we run across during our everyday lives. We know about church. We know about God. But how many times have we run across someone who doesn't know about God, everybody? but they are in need. They are in depression. They are suffering anxiety, stress in life. And just one little word that you might say to someone, boy, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost now. One little word that you might say might make the difference in their lives, from them committing suicide or not. Might make the difference in them to turn their faith to Jesus. Everybody, I'll just tell you right now, a young man by the name of Gustavo came to the church, I believe on Friday or Saturday night, last night. I think it was Friday evening. And he saw me there. Are you a priest? No, I'm not a priest. Do you work here at the church? Well, I help my pastor with some things. Can you please pray for me? I need help. His eyes began to well up in tears, and I felt the Holy Ghost. Come on over. Get out of your car. Came over. He started talking to me, and sure enough, he was in a desperate place. His mama died when he was 10 years old. He never knew his father, and he's desperate. I've hit a brick wall, Victor. I need help. I need help. Everybody, the Lord is going to begin to send these people to us who need help. They are desperate. They are in need. I laid my hands on him. I began to pray for him. Felt the Holy Ghost. Since then, everybody, Gustavo has been reaching out to me every day. I've been in contact with him every day by text or by phone call, and he's telling us, thank you, Victor, I appreciate you reaching out to me. I need Jesus. Other people may not feel the need, but I need Jesus, and I want to come to church. So everybody, please be praying for Gustavo. But the point I'm trying to make is this. We're going to be running across people. They're going to come to us. I believe God is going to be sending us people that are in desperate need. Oh, but we got to be ready with the right word, full of faith. Full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. Why don't we just end this call with prayer right now? Lord Jesus, you see and hear everything that Brother Lambeth has preached under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let his burden of evangelism be spread across to us, Lord. Let us receive not just an inspiration, not just a motivation, but the Holy Ghost, that burden for lost souls, for evangelism, the genuine burden of the Holy Ghost, where we learn how to love souls, love people genuinely with the divine love of God, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to be able to do this, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we want to be your vessels, Lord God. Hallelujah. Mama's screaming at me here. Jesus did it too. Victor, Jesus did it too. Yes, he did, Mama, and that's why he came. Mama wants to start preaching now, everybody. But you know what? We're going to go ahead and close this up tonight. But everybody, let's just get a hold of this burden. We're going to get a hold of it in prayer, and the Lord has already given it to us in the name of Jesus, everybody. Well, God bless everyone, and we look forward to seeing everybody on Wednesday night. God bless all of you. Que Dios los bendiga. In Jesus' name, amen.